Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Yes, welcome to the May Bumps 2012. It is an overcast, somewhat stormy looking day today here at Riverside. Men's Division 6 is a little bit delayed, but it's about to kick off, so we have Christ at 5 at the head of it, then Magdalen 4, Downing 4, Emma 4, Clare 4, Corpus 3, Burton 4, Selwyn 4, Queen's 5, Sydney 4, Clare 5, Lovington 4, Homerton 3, Queen 6, Emma 5, First and Third 6, Darwin 3, Corpus 4, I'm at Grassy Corner, we have Abby at Ditton, we also have Andy at the start where the boats have just been pushed out and the cannon's about to go. Andy?
And the start cannon has just gone. The boat's making their way down towards me now. The start's so important in these bumps races. Christ come past and they look to have got a decent start. Magdalen still probably on the station behind them. Behind Magdalen we have Downing M4, and they're rowing. They've all got nice pink hats on, but they're rowing fairly nicely in time. Behind them there looks to be a bit of trouble with Emma, who are being caught quickly by Claire M4, and it's down to a canvas between there. So I think we will have a bump shortly between Claire M4, and there's huge overlap, and the Cox will concede, and the Cox has conceded, so I can confirm there's a bump there. Claire M4 on Emma M4. Behind them, we have Corpus Christi M3. They've opened up a huge, huge gap over Girton, probably about 4 boat lengths. So behind them, Girton, who are rowing past me now, and Selwyn are behind them, who are on station with them, about a length and a half. And we'll go over to Ed at Grassy for what's happening at the top of the division, Ed.
At the top of the division, I can see Christ, I can see Magdalen, and I can see Downing. I'd say all three crews may be just about on station. Perhaps Magdalen is close quarter of a length on Christ, down to a length and a quarter. But they're somewhat over to the far side of the river, which is the inside for Grassy Corner. But I think they're there too soon. Anyway, back to you for the time being, Andy.
Yeah, and just standing here on first place corner, Queen's M5 are very close to Selwyn M4. It's down to about a quarter of a leg, and I would expect to see a bump there as they enter Grassy Corner. Behind Queen's with Sydney Sussex, about 3.5 lengths back, and they're being pushed quite hard by Claire M5. Down to probably about a length there. Behind Claire M5, so right at the back of division, there's been a bit of chaos, quite a few bumps. I'm just making my way up there now. So for the meanwhile, we'll go back to Ed at Grassy.
Yes, we've got a very exciting battle developing 7-9. Girton, Selwyn and Queen's. And Selwyn have just been bumped, I believe, by the Queen's boat behind, which will disappoint them greatly because they were closing right up on Girton. Now, something which will be of interest when we get down to Ditton is that Downing look absolutely appalling here, frankly. They dropped a long way off the back of Magdalen. Now, I don't think Corpus are going to catch them to an overbump, but there's a very outside chance that there's a blockage of the river as well. Selwyn failed to clear, and they've been ploughed into by the crew behind, which seems to be Sydney Sussex, and, well, they're still struggling. I'm sure there'll be fines involved here. Clare in even more trouble. Back to you briefly, Andy.
Yeah, so I'm here up by the motorway bridge where there looks to be a bit of chaos. So this is affecting the last kind of 6 or 7 boats, starting from Robinson. I presume Robinson and all the boats behind them are pulled into the bank. What I suspect has happened was that there was probably a bump, probably Homerton on Robinson, and that's I think it's caused a bit of a blockage. And so behind them, no one else has been able to pass. So
okay,
I would imagine
Andy,
that they would have to rerun the bottom of this division. But back to you, Ed, at Grassy.
Yeah, so Sydney got tangled up in Selwyn. Clare got even worse tangled up because everyone behind has stopped. They're obviously not bothering to go down quickly. So let's go to Ditton where the action is with Abby.
We have just had Christ pulling away at the front. There's about a boat between them and what appears to be Magdalen behind them. Now just coming through, we have Downing. They're very, very far behind Magdalen now. No chance that they'll be able to catch them up. Coming into sight now, we're going to have a few boats in the next few minutes, but no one other than Christ is making a large impression on this end of the river. Just now, coming into view, we have what appears to be Corpus Christi, looking relatively strong, about 2 lengths between them and Downing. That's all that we can see now down at Ditton. talking about up the grassy with you, Ed.
Oh, do you say two lengths between Corpus and Downing?
Indeed.
Because there were 6.5 lengths between those two boats when they started. We should clarify that at bumps you start a length and a half apart, and that you have to catch up the margin to the boat in front. But if the two boats between you, in this case Emma and Claire, both fourth boats, bump out, which is to say they hit each other and pull to the side of the river, that leaves you with a much bigger gap to the boat in front to catch of 6.5 lengths. So the fact that Corpus have closed on Downing from 6.5 lengths to 2 lengths by the time they get to Ditton Corner suggests that on the kilometre stretch that is the long reach, there is a reasonable chance of Corpus catching for the overbump. So if you just want to walk around Ditton Corner to see if that's happened. Anyway, back to Andy. Do you know what's happened at first post?
Yeah, just to update you on what's happened at the lower end of the division. So as I mentioned earlier, Homerton M3 bumped Robinson M4 fairly early. So we're just after the motorway bridge. And there was a bit of a blockage after that. So no one else was able to pass. Everyone else after Homerton, so that's Queen's M6, Emma M5, Fat M6, Darwin M3 and Corpus M4, they've had to stop. So what's happening now is that Robinson and Homerton, they are just pulling out from back and they are rowing us, but the rest of the boats, I believe they're going to wait around and we'll wait for the umpire's decision. They'll probably have to re-row the bottom five boats of the division, but for now we'll go back over to Abby at Ditton.
Thank you very much, Andy. We've just had Girton coming through, followed by Sydney Sussex, a good few boat lengths behind them, and right down the rear, really, really trailing there, we have Clare. Doesn't appear that we'll be having any other boats coming down this far now. Down at Longreach, there doesn't appear to have been any more drama. We start off at the top of the division. Maudlin bumped Grice M5. After that, we had Ed talking about Corpus Christi and their very strong rowing. It did appear that they managed to bump Downing, and in between them, there was Emmanuel and Claire, so very strong rowing from Corpus Christi M3. After them, we had the Girton M4 rowing over. Behind that, another bump, Queen's M5 bumping Selwyn M4. After that, two more rowovers, firstly from Sydney Sussex M4, and they're from Claire M5. Down after that, we had Homerton M3 bumping Robinson M4. And then down with the last five boats in the division, it got rather messy. We are having a re-row between Queen's M6 and Emma M5. We'll be giving you those results when we give you the results for the next race, full race, that we are commentating, which is the M5 division. And then right down with the final three boats, first and third M6, Darwin M3, and Corpus Christi M4. They are all being awarded technical rowovers.